Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
I said to you at the beginning, just observe your experience in the meditation. If we were observing our experience in the meditation, it'll be a little bit like, or maybe not tonight, but it will be over time, what I'm about to read to you now. And the reason I want to read this to you now is because if you can imagine that you've felt that commitment, I'm really going to focus more time and energy on improving my inner well-being, my mental, emotional, spiritual well-being and resilience through meditation. I'm going to find this deeper peace. I'm going to find this deeper joy. And I'm going to create this window in my day when I wake up to turn inwards first before I turn out at all. I'm going to set the day from the inside out. I'm going to connect to that peace. I'm going to connect to that joy. I'm going to, through that, feel a deeper connection with others when I start my day. Well, then all you really need to do at the very beginning is first, you've already chosen, as soon as you wake up, to slow it all down. Takes courage, doesn't it? Because when you wake up in the morning, it feels like I better start speeding up, getting things sorted, getting things done. But what we really want to do is when we get up in the morning, instead of thinking, you know, that saying, don't just sit there, do something. Reverse that now. Don't just do something, sit there. Take a bit of time and just sit in a chair, sit on a meditation cushion and just turn in and just begin to engage in some meditation. Give yourself a window of about 20 minutes if you can. And if you only use 10 minutes of that window, fine. But just 20 minutes takes all the pressure off you. If I think I only have 10 minutes, you know what it's like. Mind tightens up as soon as you sit to meditate. I've got to do this in 10 minutes. My mind is really busy. Give yourself 20 minutes, you think, I have all the time in the world. And you might find actually you can accomplish what you need to in that 10, 15, 20 minute window. So we sit down and we turn in and we focus on the breath. This is all we have to do, a simple breathing meditation at the beginning. In that 20-minute window can reveal so many profound insights. So, you know, like we did it in the meditation, and I just want to give some tips here for when you're doing this in daily life, was when you draw your awareness back from the world and you're just sitting in that, enjoying that open space of your awareness, various different things will come and go within that space of awareness. It's like clouds coming and going in a sky. Some of them are more interesting, some of them not as interesting. Various feelings, various sensations will be arising, even bodily sensations, and you're drawn to that sensation, maybe a bit of discomfort in your back or discomfort in your knee, or maybe just a train of thought runs through your mind about what's coming up on the day ahead. Normally, we start to give attention to those. And as we give attention to those, we get drawn away by those. When you sit to meditate, it's fine to be aware of all of that because you're already aware of it if you're aware of it. You see, if you're aware that you're following a train of thought, it just simply indicates you're aware of a train of thought. Being aware of it's not the problem. It's constantly moving your attention from one thing to the next thing to the next thing that becomes problematic. So you're aware of what's coming up in that space of awareness, but you're not giving attention to it. It's a big difference between being aware of something and giving attention to something. As you notice all of that coming and going, like clouds coming and going in this clear sky, what you choose to do is just pay attention to something that's also there in that same space of awareness, sensation of breath. It's always there. That's why it's such a helpful focus for your meditation. Because if it's not there, you're not there. So it's always there. You can just tune into that sensation of breath now as you're sitting here instead of listening to me if you wish. Like you're hearing sounds, my voice, aren't you? But you're also having sensations in your body. You also maybe certain thoughts about what I'm saying, certain feelings. And there's also in that same space of your awareness, the sensation of breath, isn't there? So what we do in this practice is we simply choose to give our full attention to that sensation of breath as it enters and leaves through the nostrils. Just give your full attention to it. You may still be aware of various thoughts, feelings, sensations, but being aware of them is not the problem. Giving attention to them becomes problematic because you lose your focus on the breath. As you start to give more and more attention to the breath, you develop what's called mindfulness of the breath, which simply means you're paying attention to what you're paying attention to without forgetting it. So you're paying attention to the breath as it ebbs and flows through the nostrils without forgetting it. Normally what we do when we don't have strong mindfulness is we're paying attention to the breath for a few moments, and then the mind moves and becomes aware of a thought, a feeling, sensation, and then we start giving attention to that. And then before we know it, we're giving attention to something else. So the mind is jumping around. This Buddha called it like the monkey mind, jumping from branch to branch to branch. So our attention is drawn away by thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And then we get distracted by them. Whereas if we just relax and keep returning the attention to the breath, eventually, as we train in that way, we'll notice we're just now paying attention to this relaxed ebb and flow of breath without forgetting it. That's mindfulness of the breath. You're paying attention to what you're paying attention to without forgetting it. And that comes naturally as you learn to relax and keep bringing the attention back to the breath. So why am I saying this? Because as you do that, you'll notice that the mind just begins to slow down. It's not so busy. It's not so agitated. It's not so distracted. It's a bit like waves settling in an ocean. It just begins to settle. And as it begins to settle, you start to find this stillness within you. Do you remember I was saying earlier on, if you can get to that place where you're just noticing the stillness, notice it. The stillness naturally happens as you pay attention to the breath. You become mindful of that ebb and flow of breath because you become more single-pointedly focused on just this relaxed ebb and flow of breath. And as a result, you're not focused on all the various thoughts, feelings, and sensations. And they just gradually, gently settle. Like waves returning to an ocean. Then you begin to access this stillness within. And at that point, just simply observe your experience. When you experience that stillness, there's a natural peace. Just naturally present. Now, some of you may have had that in the meditation, or some of you who meditate more regularly might notice when your mind even becomes relatively still and settled, there's just a natural peace pervading that space of awareness. Entirely naturally present. And if you just observe it a little bit more, you'll notice in that peace, there's also a feeling of joy. You can say happiness. Why? Because, as we were saying in the meditation, pure happiness, or that deeper, longer-lasting happiness everybody wants but finds that so elusive to find, it's just the happiness that comes from a peaceful mind. So when you have a peaceful mind, you're naturally happy. Now here's the key. When you slow down physically in the morning and sit down to meditate, and then you engage in what I've just explained there, you start to slow the mind down, relax the mind, settle the mind. You start to connect to this stillness within the mind, this peace, this joy, this happiness within the mind. It starts to open up this whole new sense of perspective and understanding that Geshe Kelsang describes here. Are you still with me so far? It's clear. I'm trying to walk us through the experience so that we know that improving our experience in meditation, improving our mindfulness in meditation, enables us to slow down and to connect to something quite profound in time. In this book, How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey, on page 283 says, even though breathing meditation is only a preliminary stage of meditation, it can be quite powerful. We can see from this practice that it is possible to experience inner peace and contentment just by controlling the mind, without having to depend at all upon external conditions. By doing what we were just explaining there in this simple 20-minute window in the morning, you realize I can experience inner peace and contentment just by going through that process of settling the mind, controlling the mind. He doesn't mean controlling the mind tightly, repressing your thoughts or feelings. He means bringing the mind into balance, under control, by giving your full attention to that ebb and flow of breath. The mind settles, the mind becomes still, there's a peace and contentment there. Don't you think that would just be so life-changing if you knew on a tough day, and you've learned this skill and you've mastered it over time, I can feel more at peace and content right now if I want, but just taking some time to sit and meditate. How amazing that we could actually do that. And of course, we all can. And there's a reason for that. Because what you notice is when the mind settles, that peace is just naturally there. Simply indicating that peace is natural to the mind. Because it's always naturally present when you let go of paying attention to what's bothering your mind. Think about that deeply. The essential nature of your mind, my mind, your mum's mind, your dad's mind, your kid's mind, and everyone you know, including those people who are really difficult at work, is peace. Why is it very few people believe that? Because very few people experience that. Because most people are looking for peace and happiness out there. But when you turn in and relax and settle your mind in here, you begin to access that natural peace. Entirely natural. And it gets even better. He says, when the turbulence of distracting thoughts subsides and our mind becomes still, a deep happiness and contentment naturally rise from within. This feeling of contentment and well-being helps us to cope with the busyness and difficulties of daily life. So when we settle the mind, when the turbulence of distracting thoughts, you remember I was guiding us in that in the meditation? When they begin to settle as you train and bring in the attention to the breath, become increasingly mindful of the ebb and flow of breath, all of the busy thoughts, feelings, and distractions begin to subside. And then what you start to experience is inner peace, contentment, and ever deepening happiness. So when the mind becomes still, you access this natural peace, but you also access this natural joy, this natural happiness that lies within all of us. All you need to do to prove it to be true is sit and do this every day for the rest of your life. And then one day you will realize that is true, but it's not just true of you. It's true of everyone you love and everyone you know is struggling today. They could if they learned, and of course, most people don't. They could if they learned, though, to just sit, slow everything down externally, slow everything down internally. We start to connect to this inner peace, joy, and happiness. And actually, as we get to know our mind more and more well, we'll get to understand there is a limitless capacity of peace and joy within the mind. I always say this, those who doubt this simply don't do this. Those who do this never doubt this, because this is just their experience. It's not arrogance, it's just experience. It's just what you feel when you settle the mind. I mean, it's not perfect every day, certainly in my experience, but even at just a bit of settling within the mind, there's a bit more peace there. There's a bit more stillness there. There's a bit more joy there. And then, of course, you're starting your day from that place. Instead of turning out and getting busy, you turn in and slow down. As you turn in and slow down, you connect to this peace, this joy, this stillness, and you get up from that meditation. You're ready to get on with your day now. And as he says, it helps us cope with the busyness and difficulties of daily life because we're living from this place of peace, joy, and potential more and more every day. We realize I can live from here. I can act from here. I can talk from here. And I can bring that peace. I can bring that joy into my life and into the lives of others instead of trying to get it from life and never finding it, just finding frustration, anxiety, and stress. And now I'm beginning to build my inner resource of peace, joy, happiness. And it's helping me cope with life because life can be tough. But when your mind feels more spacious, more relaxed, more peaceful, more happy, you can deal with it. You're not so overwhelmed by it. And what we're really experiencing at that time is a reconnection with our true self. That is the truth of who we all are. In fact, the more peaceful your mind becomes through this practice, you notice these qualities we were talking about earlier on, such as love and kindness and compassion, they're all more naturally present, not perfectly present, but more naturally present in a peaceful mind. You notice a peaceful mind is always more of a good heart. And now you have the basis to begin to live a more peaceful, happy life. I'm realizing I have the potential for all this within me already. But what's really important now is I've learned a method to tap into that experience and that potential every day. I've learned a method that can help me awaken that potential every day. I'm learning how to meditate. But also we feel a more deeper connection with others, as he says here. Finally, difficult situations become easier to deal with. We will naturally feel warm and well-disposed towards other people, and our relationships with others will gradually improve. Meaning, not only do we feel a deeper connection to this truth of who we all are, this potential for peace, for happiness, for good qualities of the heart that we all have within us, that we're just proving through our own direct experience every day. But when we tap into that experience, we start to notice we're feeling warmer and more friendly towards the people we love and the people we meet. Because you're beginning to connect to that peace, that goodness of your heart. You're beginning to just live from that more naturally. You probably notice it anyway yourselves when you go back after class here or something and you've done some meditation. All the family love it when you come home. Oh, you're back from your meditation class. Yeah. I remember that when I first started meditation in the early years, my mother used to say, "Have you meditated yet this morning?" Probably indicating I was a bit grumpy. But anyway, when we do that, that's all we're doing. We're tapping into an entirely natural source of peace, happiness, good qualities of the heart. But the beauty of meditation is you now have a method to begin to cultivate that potential every single day, awaken those qualities more and more every day. And there's a whole training in, you know, we call it lam rim stages of the path to enlightenment, these set of meditations that help you cultivate all these qualities, more love, more kindness, more compassion. It's not like just sitting to do breathing meditations. That's just the entry point. But what an amazing entry point if we could start a day and every day like that. I'm living from that peace and potential as soon as I wake up. And I'm determined to try my best to live from that place of peace, potential, love, kindness, compassion, as to the best of my ability throughout my day. Now I'm finding that peace and happiness I long for. Now I'm able to cope with the busyness of daily life, the challenges I meet in life.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.